I'm definitely excited. But every day I'm just coming to work, learning from guys in the locker room. LeSean is a great guy, great professional on and off the football field. So every day I'm just learning from him.
Jonathan, today is an opportunity where, okay, the starter is ill, and it's just more reps for you, obviously. So how did you approach that as far as taking advantage of the situation where you could be seen more?
You know, this is something that could happen during the season. You never know with the running back position, you know, how physical it is. It could be an injury or it could be an illness or something like that. And the guys have to step up. So this was an opportunity for me to get used to, you know, maybe having to do that one day, one game. So
you got good news last week from your own situation
in
court. But having gone through that, what was the experience like and how much concern did you have, or did you feel all along it was going to resolve itself the way it did?
It's definitely a weight lifted off my shoulders. It's something that I definitely learned from, and I'm happy to put that in the past and just focus on my football team and my teammates and trying to win games next year.
What's changed for you going into year two in the experience of a rookie season and what you need to do to be successful here?
Like you said, the experience, you know, that's the biggest thing. Coming out of a season that I missed in college and going up to a level where this is the top level, you know, and I missed a year and it was, you know, fast paced, you know, trying to just listen to plays again and everything, get caught back up on that. So I had a year to, you know, adjust and learn from a lot of good guys, like I said, in that locker room. So I'm definitely excited.
If there's an aspect of your game, Jonathan, that's probably overlooked, at least at this level thus far, it's probably your receiving ability, which, you know, you did a fair amount of in college. You know, LeSean has talked to us about how the backs are going to be featured a whole lot more in the passing game this year. Does that kind of whet your appetite for being able to put that skill on display?
Definitely, you know, and like I said, Sadie is somebody that I learned a lot from, so I keep bringing him up a lot, but he's a guy that he's a playmaker. He's not just a running back. You know, he can run the ball in between the tackles outside. He can line up outside and, you know, threaten the defense there. So it's just about, you know, matchups. How can you create a matchup? And if I can flex outside and run around and catch the ball on third down and things like that, and that'll just help the team out.
Sean said, when talking about some of your strengths and weaknesses, he didn't necessarily say it was a weakness, but he mentioned ball security, something you really have to focus on to make sure, you know, if you're going to be this prominent role. What do you do to make sure that you're doing that on a daily basis, kind of focusing on ball security?
Before and after practice, trying to do some ball security stuff and just mentally, you know, every rep before I know, whenever I hit a play call, you know, if it's a run play or even if it's a pass play that I feel like, you know, I could get the ball on, just in my head make sure, you know, ball security high and tight. If I get in traffic, two hands on it, you know, because, you know, that's everybody's money out there. You know, everybody, it affects everybody, not just the offense or me, but the defense as well, you know, with ball position and things like that. So it's definitely important, and I've definitely been making a conscious effort on working on it.
Tyrod just talked about this offense being a good fit for you, especially the stretch, the wide stretch plays. How does it fit you? And talk about it from your perspective.
I like it a lot. Like he said, it's a lot of room for you to use your instincts. It's that one. It's a stretch, one step downhill cut, and you know, I think that fits my game just because that's the type of back I am. You know, a lot of people think I'm a big bruiser, but I feel like I'm more of a slasher, and I feel like slashers fit this offense. So I'm excited.
Jonathan, when it became clear that the Bills weren't going to match the Patriots' offer on Mike, how did you respond to the opportunity immediately when
that decision came down?
Well, I had already had in my mind that, you know, coming into this offseason, I was going to do everything I could to help this team out as much as possible. So when that decision came down, it just really opened up the door for me to, you know, make that impact on the team. But heading into the offseason, I already had the mindset that, you know, I was going to come in here every day and work hard and try to help this football team out.